SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The terrorism threat is very real. It is here. It is elevated. That troubling assessment from FBI Director Christopher Wray, delivered to Senator Rick Scott and other members of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Wray says we've seen
one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. And we should wake up. It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
Wray says the concern is that the Israel-Hamas war will inspire individuals or small groups inside the U.S. to launch attacks. The Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt has temporarily reopened, allowing foreign nationals and seriously injured Palestinian civilians to leave Gaza. Egypt has been reluctant to open the crossing, anxious to avoid a flood of Gaza refugees. Other developments in the Israel-Hamas war, Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen taking responsibility for attacks on Israel, that heightens the fear of a broader regional conflict. Accused of issuing graphic online threats against Jewish students, a 21-year-old Cornell University junior is now under arrest. Also at SRNNews.com, plans taking shape for a meeting between President Biden and China's Xi Jinping.
A senior administration official says Washington and Beijing have an agreement in principle for the two leaders to meet in San Francisco in mid-November. But important details still need to be hammered out. Separately, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the presidents are aiming to have a constructive conversation when they attend a global summit in California in a couple of weeks.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Fed expected to hold the line on its key short-term interest rate. We'll find out later today. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 126 points, NASDAQ futures off 63. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham packing his bags again.
The popular evangelist is off to Rome for a two-day weekend gospel festival. Nearly 400 evangelical churches have come together to lay the groundwork for the event, which will be the first of its kind in the Eternal City. Graham says, quote, Rome is filled with centuries of history, culture, and religion, but I'm not coming to talk about these things. I'm coming to share how we can all have a personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court is giving abortion advocates a chance to revive their bid to block a new Arizona pro-life law. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has sent the case back to a lower court to consider a request for an injunction. The law makes it a felony punishable by up to 2 years behind bars for doctors to perform abortions if they know patients are seeking the procedure only because the unborn baby might have Down syndrome. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court wrestles with the question of whether public officials can bar critics from their social media accounts.
The justices heard arguments Tuesday in two cases involving lawsuits filed by people who were blocked after leaving critical comments on social media accounts belonging to school board members in Southern California and a city manager in Port Huron, Michigan, northeast of Detroit. The cases forced the court to deal with the competing free speech rights of public officials and their constituents, and all in a rapidly evolving virtual world. It was not clear where the court would land. Keith Peters reporting.
The Texas Rangers hold a 3-1 lead in the World Series, beating the Diamondbacks 11-7 in last night's Game 4. Win tonight would hand the Rangers their first World Series championship. The Rangers, a franchise that started as the expansion Washington Senators back in 1961. More details at SRNNews.com.